Okay, we're back for another bonus chapter. This is chapter 6. And chapter 6, man, all things distribution. First thing I have to say is, like, everybody wants those SOPs and procedures, and they're like, Libby, I want your micro plays and your dashboard. But they're worthless.
Yeah.
Absolutely worthless if you don't look at getting them in front of people.
Yeah.
And that's what this whole, like, all things distribution is really about in this chapter. And how, like, they could look pretty, because I had them before, don't you remember? And
oh, yeah.
You have a bow on them. But if nobody knows they're there, they're worthless.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. Especially coming back from the other chapter where you talked about, you know, just running through and getting AI to create all these SOPs or micro plays. It's fantastic and beautiful. And yeah, you might have 100 different Google Docs. But if it's not getting in front of the people, then it's pointless.
Yeah. And so in this chapter, I had to really, my lesson was I had to really learn how to get them in front of people without shoving them down their throats.
Yeah.
Without this whole, like, you have to do this, you have to read this, more of like a cohesive, how is this part of our culture? How is this part of how we communicate?
Yeah.
And sometimes I even catch myself falling off the wagon a little bit. And then, like, oh, I got to repoint them back to the portal, back to kind of that culture of systems.
Yeah. And for me, it was great. You know, sometimes, you know, even though it's not a permanent thing, is putting it in a way that's like in your cadence, is dropping those reminders or those micro plays, like, automatically on the either the calendar, adding somebody to it, or dropping it into the all staff if you have some kind of chat. It was a great way for me to revisit and recap and getting it in front of people, you know, pretty frequently. So
yeah, I love this part because this is where all your hard work really kind of shines through. A lot of people want that time freedom. They think procedures and processes get you there.
Mm-hmm.
With you really owning, like, this one layer deep, you know, framework and mindset, you put all that hard work in, and if you don't add the distributions, the rhythm, the communication, that hard work's going to feel much harder and not as rewarding.
Yeah. And I will say that I had to, it's going to take a little effort or work at first to develop or build the habit of remembering to get it in front of people.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be, honestly, you might end up using one of these micro plays to, we have micro plays on how to create micro plays.
Yeah.
But going a step further is, how do you develop a cadence for yourself to remember to deliver it to the team?
And that's the cadence we talked about, you know, monthly newsletters. You know, in one company, we do monthly newsletters. In the other company, I do monthly all hands Zooms. And so that's how we get it back in front of it. So it doesn't have to be exactly like monthly newsletters, like weekly videos with a tip. It can be any variation that you want. But the key here, because like I said, one company we do monthly newsletters, another company we do monthly all hand Zooms.
Yeah.
And not the newsletter. But the key is consistent. Be consistent in how you deliver the information and in how you show up.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.